This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas warning of the danger from any U.S. administration decision on Jerusalem. It's being reported U.S. President Donald Trump considering recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel with a possible announcement on Wednesday. It is being suggested he may postpone the implementation of his promise to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The issue of moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem would be considered by the Palestinians as a provocation, as the Palestinian plan is to name East Jerusalem as its capital once an independent state is officially established. Mahmoud Abbas has been reaching out to several Arab countries, as well as France, the European Union, and the Arab League, in seeking support. The Arab League has warned any move by the U.S. to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital would fuel violence, with Hamas already calling for a new uprising if Trump recognizes Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. Turkey's government confirming that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will travel to Greece this coming week. Erdogan due to make a two-day visit to Greece on Thursday and Friday, the first visit to Greece by a Turkish head of state in 65 years. Turkish officials say he'll meet with Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and will also travel to the northeastern province of Thrace, which is home to a sizable Muslim population. Turkey and Greece have remained diplomatically isolated for decades due to various disputes, including Cyprus. Turkey, the only country which refuses to recognize the Greek-backed administration in Nicosia, choosing instead to support a Turkish-backed administration which continues to control the northern half of Cyprus. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa making minor changes to his cabinet to ensure compliance with the country's constitutional and gender requirements. Among the changes, Mnangagwa has notably dropped unpopular primary and secondary education minister Lazarus Dokra just a day after appointing him. Mnangagwa on Thursday appointing a 22-member cabinet, drawing mixed reactions from the public. Among his appointments, two leading military officials. Mnangagwa coming to power last month after the military intervened to depose former leader Robert Mugabe. U.S. Republican lawmakers pushing a nearly $1.5 trillion U.S. dollar tax bill through the Senate. Move comes as a major legislative triumph and a giant step toward accomplishing one of President Donald Trump's top priorities. Measure focuses its tax reductions on businesses and higher-earning individuals, giving more modest breaks to others and offering the boldest rewrite of the U.S. tax system since 1986. Republicans touting the package as one that will benefit people of all incomes and ignite the economy. Legislation projected to produce a 10-year flood of deeper budget deficits. The Republican-held House approving a similar bill last month. The two chambers will now try to craft a final compromise to send to U.S. President Donald Trump. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi meeting with U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis in Cairo to discuss strategic cooperation and counterterrorism. Meeting comes amid a new push by Egyptian authorities to root out militants in the rest of Sinai region of Egypt. Sisi calling for the pacification of the region within 30 days in the aftermath of a deadly assault on a mosque by supporters of the Islamic State last week, which left over 300 people dead. A spokesperson for the Egyptian government saying that Mattis expressing U.S. support for Egypt's fight against terrorism. Mattis on a five-day tour of the region, which includes stops in Egypt, Jordan, Pakistan, and Kuwait. The Chinese Ministry of Commerce saying that it is strongly dissatisfied with U.S. opposition to granting China market economy status in the World Trade Organization. The U.S. Trade Representative Office submitting an official statement of opposition to the WTO as a third-party brief in support of the European Union. China attempting to fight a policy change the EU brought in after China's WTO accession window closed a year ago. Instead of granting China market economy status, as was outlined in Article 15 of the WTO's accession protocols, the European Union amending its trading language to allow it to continue using the so-called surrogate country approach to its trade disputes with China. This can significantly increase the tariffs that Chinese companies have to pay to export items to the EU, which are under dispute within the WTO. Widespread complaints being raised in China about problems with the latest iPhone upgrade. Users are reporting blacked out screens, as well as constant restarts, problems accessing social media networks, mobile payment options, and alarm clocks. The models affected appear to be the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 7s. The latest iPhone 8 and iPhone X do not appear to be affected. Apple has yet to respond to the issues. This is the latest in a series of issues connected to Apple's iOS 11, which now has 7 updated versions. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.